This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Some Aurora residents want the city to start its search for a new police chief over. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has more.
The Aurora Police Oversight Committee is made up of community members and activists, and this week they called out the city for its list of police chief finalists. Aurora recently named two finalists after a five-month search, one from New Jersey and the other New Mexico. The police department has been in turmoil after the controversial ousting of former police chief Vanessa Wilson and amid rising crime rates. Oversight committee members say promises of inclusion were broken and warned that the finalists, who are both white men, could face doubt from the community. Finalists were in town for interviews this week. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Congress is one step closer to avoiding a government shutdown this weekend. The Senate passed a temporary spending bill through December 16th, with both of Colorado's senators voting yes. The resolution funds government at current levels and also included military aid for Ukraine and disaster relief funds. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says he's sorry a compromise on oil and gas permitting reform was not included.
I wanted to have that in this bill, but you don't get everything. We're going to come back in a couple weeks and start trying to work on it again.
The measure passed the Senate 72-25. The stopgap funding measure heads next to the House. Denver International Airport has proposed a $1.33 billion budget for next year. That's about $100 million larger than this year. The increase comes as officials project airport traffic will exceed pre-pandemic levels in 2023. The airport is expecting 74 million passengers. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.